Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrner Less Lethal Pistol Launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, byrna.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off.
Day number 59.
All right, it's hour two, Sean Hannity Show, 800-941-SEAN. Our number, you want to be a part of the program. Day 59, Americans, their families, green card holders, thousands of them, Afghan allies abandoned behind enemy lines of the Taliban, the terrorists. Never thought we'd see that in our day. You know, one thing, nobody seems to want to give any note, and you know, if Donald Trump was president, they would pay a lot of attention to this. You know, the idea that the Biden family profited from countries like Russia and Ukraine and Kazakhstan and China. And then you look at how Joe Biden governs these countries or has relationship with these countries. I mean, why would Joe Biden ever give a waiver so that Vladimir Putin controls the spigot, the lifeline to our Western European allies? And that is, of course, the lifeblood of every economy, in this case, energy and natural gas, while simultaneously canceling the Keystone XL pipeline. It makes no sense. Does that have anything to do with the fact that a Russian oligarch paid Hunter Biden $3.5 million for seemingly no work that we can discover? And then the Bank of China, $1.5 billion deal. Why wouldn't that go to Deutsche Bank or Goldman Sachs or any of the big Barclays, any of the big banks, any of the big financial institutions that actually do this for a living, unlike Hunter? Then, of course, we have Burisma. None of this makes any sense. And with China now, you know, as many as 149 aggressive flights into Taiwan airspace, and their stated goal of, quote, reunification or taking over Taiwan, it's not good. Look what China has unleashed to the entire world with COVID. Now, let's listen to Joe Biden praising China again and again and again.
China is going to eat our lunch. Come on, man.
Come on, man.
They can't even figure out how to deal with the fact that they have this great division between the China Sea and the mountains in the east, I mean, in the west. They can't figure out how they're going to deal with the corruption that exists within the system. I mean, they're not bad folks, but guess what? They're not competition for us.
A more prosperous China will mean more demand for American-made goods and services and more jobs back home in the United States of America. So our desire for your prosperity is not born out of some nobility. It is in our self-interest that China continue to prosper.
When I've spent a lot of time with President Xi, even he acknowledges that the growth and progress in China has been a direct relationship of the stability that has been encouraged by U.S. presence. We're not trying to contain China. We're not trying to slow down Chinese growth. The growth of China is overwhelmingly in our interest.
We've recognized that the United States-China relations generate global economic benefit, not just to both our countries, but global benefit. Last year, our trade with China supported over 500,000 jobs here in the United States. There was a debate here in the United States, and quite frankly, throughout most of the West, as whether a rising China was in the interest of the United States and the wider world. As a young member of the Foreign Relations Committee, I wrote and I said, and I believe then what I believe now, that a rising China is a positive, positive development, not only for China, but for America and the world writ large.
I guess I want to ask you, do you think that this is going to, in fact, be a major issue? And are you vulnerable on this issue at all because of your son's business dealings in China?
No, I don't believe so at all. My son's business dealings were not anything with everybody that he's talking about, not even remotely.
All right, there's Joe Biden on China. An update on Afghanistan. The Biden administration, if you thought it was bad enough, they gave $64 million in foreign aid just weeks after they abandoned Americans. Well, now Biden is apparently expanding this, let's fund the Taliban terrorist aid program. As the AP is reporting, the U.S. has agreed to provide humanitarian aid to Afghanistan. Maybe they can start selling us back the equipment Joe gave them. That Afghan interpreter that saved Biden's life, yeah, he got rescued, but Joe had nothing to do with it. Colonel Oliver North is back with us. He is now the CEO of Fidelis Publishing and Fidelis Media. His latest book, by the way, we have it up on Hannity.com, Amazon.com, bookstores everywhere. We didn't fight for socialism. America's veterans speak up. Colonel Semper Fi, welcome back. Glad you're with us.
It's great to be with you, my friend. I was listening to what you were saying about the Biden family. And does make me wonder, why is President Biden acting like a subservient minion of Xi Jinping? It makes you wonder, is the Biden family compromised? Is his presidency vulnerable? You know, the power of blackmail is something that very often is misunderstood. It's awesome. So what happened in that so-called 90-minute telephone call between Biden and Xi on the September 9th? Because the White House described the call as, quote, familiar and candid. But it does make me wonder which president was familiar and which one was candid. And obviously it has done nothing to tamp down the People's Republic of China's aggressive behavior that you just described with the overflights. All this began heavy on October 1st when the People's Liberation Army Air Force increased the violations of Taiwan's sovereign airspace by sending waves of fighter and attack aircraft probing the defenses and potentially inciting an incident. And all of those missions were designed to do exactly what the Communist Chinese wanted done, and that's to intimidate the Taiwanese into, quote, joining and unifying China. Xi is an evil man. I wrote about that in the foreword of this of the wonderful book, America's Number One Adversary.
Can you think of one good reason why a guy like Hunter Biden, and if you look at let's take China and Russia out of this for a second, and you just look at Hunter Biden's, the assessment of Libya, the Libyans against Hunter Biden, because they were going to pay him to lobby to get some of the monies that were frozen by the Obama administration back to Libya. Okay. So that he wants a $2 million, I guess, stipend to start this process. Anyway, what did they say? They said he was a drug addict and he had a penchant for hanging out with hookers. Now, why would they give Hunter $1.5 billion instead of Deutsche Bank, Goldman Sachs, or one of those companies? Why would a Russian oligarch, the former First Lady of Moscow, give Hunter Biden $3.5 million? Why would a Chinese national take Hunter Biden's family on a $100,000 shopping spree? Can you explain any of that?
No, and that's why I suggested that in the aftermath of the disaster that occurred in Afghanistan, there ought to be a presidential or at least a congressional joint bipartisan commission to investigate all of this stuff. I mean, the bottom line of it is our nation is being compromised. Many of us have assumed it's all because, quite frankly, Joe can't figure out what's really happening on this side of the planet. That may or may not be the case. But what we need to know is there something else going on, and that's the word blackmail.
So here's my question. I don't think Joe Biden will lift a finger to help Taiwan, do you?
No, he won't. But listen carefully. All your viewers, listen to me very carefully now. What we saw happening in Afghanistan may not have been just Joe's inability to comprehend what's going on. It may well have been that we're setting ourselves up for a disastrous series of not only domestic policy issues leading to enormous inflation, but also the idea that this country is no longer willing or able to defend itself. So the question then remains, who besides, I mean, let's take the committee hearings that you and I listened to and watched very carefully. Both the House and the Senate, okay, in investigating, limited themselves to 5 minutes apiece. Both the congressional committees, the Armed Services Committees. And at the end of the day, what you have to conclude is the Joint Chiefs of Staff did indeed give him a different advice. They all acknowledged that. Even Austin was totally out of it himself. But the bottom line of it is what you had happening is someone else is giving him advice contrary to what the national security advice is coming from the Joint Chiefs and the combatant commander. That's McKenzie. So we all recommended that he keep hold of Bagram, that we keep the American troops on the ground until all the civilians, the American citizens, God knows how many are being held hostage right now, but we know it's not just a handful, it's probably thousands, okay? I mean, I worked very hard on all this since the 1st of August. And looking at what's going on over there, you've got to include someone else is giving him advice that he's taking instead of the advice from his professional military people. So I get back to the one issue again. Is there something else going on and that the others know about and they're giving him contrary advice to get along with the Taliban, to get along with the communist Chinese, to get along with Russia, all the kinds of things that this president needs to be focused on. And quite frankly, I think part of his the numbers that are hurting him so badly in the polls right now, I think are going to continue on. And I'm in Virginia, buddy. I'm in Virginia where that number one hotspot is whether critical race theory ought to be taught in the public schools and whether the parents have anything to say about it. And you got McAuliffe, who's a former governor of Virginia, and, of course, Bill Clinton's bagman back from the first Clinton presidency, where he brought in God knows how much money from overseas, quote, donors, unquote. When you look at those kinds of things happening here in Virginia, where Glenn Youngkin is standing up for the people of this state, standing up for what parents ought to be able to say about what their kids are taught, whether it's critical race theory or third graders being taught about gender reidentification kind of garbage, that's going to define this election. All of which says socialism is the ultimate guarantor of what the left wants in this country.
Now we're going to investigate parents as domestic terrorists. Parents do have a right to speak out about curriculum and if there are draconian measures for COVID, et cetera. Quick break. More with Colonel Oliver North on the other side. 800-941-SHAWN. Your calls at the bottom of the half hour.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go like, how do I detach from my, this idea of what, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As we continue with Colonel Oliver North, by the way, we have a link to his latest book, We Didn't Fight for Socialism, America's Vets Speak Up. It's on Hannity.com, Amazon.com, and bookstores everywhere. Well, let me just add one thing, because why would our FBI and Secret Service buy from China drones? Drones that potentially could obviously be set up in such a way that they could be used to spy on us. Why would we buy it from them?
Look at the great coverage that we got out of what was under the bridge, the international bridge down in Texas. We had 15,000 people underneath. That was a Chinese-made drone. Why does China make so many of them? To keep track of their own populations and to sell them to other countries that are at least authoritarian, if not dictatorships. That's what the communist Chinese are all about. The only way to keep your population under control is to know what's going on. And the communist Chinese are far better at building those things than we are at a price that the rest of the world can afford. Remember the explosion in Beirut, how many different shots there were? That's because Hezbollah has bought all kinds of surveillance equipment from the communist Chinese to put it all over Beirut. And what I'm saying, Sean, is the communist Chinese have an awful lot to say about what goes on in the world. You know, the Biden administration, you played the quote from Joe Biden talking about they're our world trading partner. They cheat at everything. They spy on everything. They backload at least 5 tanks.
Let me ask you this question, because you talk to servicemen and women every day and heroes and all these people that lost loved ones, their families, you know, mourn them every day. Others, they come back with the most severe injuries. You once took me to Walter Reed and Bethesda yourself. And it's you think back 20 years later, and he abandons Afghanistan, abandons Americans, their families, thousands of green card holders and tens of thousands of Afghan allies and about $80 billion in the most sophisticated military weaponry on the face of the earth. I never thought I'd see that in my lifetime, Colonel.
Well, neither did I, buddy. I saw it once in 1975 and thought nothing could be worse. This is worse.
By far.
You know, Bagram was the most strategic base in that part of the world, Southwest Asia. And the communist Chinese are now negotiating with the Taliban to take control of that base. Why would we ever have let that happen? What went on in that 90-minute telephone call? I mean, the only way we're ever going to find out is to appoint a commission with the authority to subpoena that information. I understand it's classified. I think I know a little something about congressional commissions, right? I mean, I did sit there.
I think
days.
It motivated me to get into this crazy business I've now been in 33 years. Thank you. You changed the trajectory of my life. Go ahead.
I'm glad we're friends.
Yes, exactly. Colonel, we love having you on. Semper Fidelis. Save home, my friend, as I always used to say, and I appreciate you. We didn't fight for socialism. America's Vets Speak Up. We put a link on Hannity.com. Colonel Oliver North, thank you, sir, for being with us. You're a true American hero, patriot, and thanks for always being with us.
Semper Fi, buddy, and pray for our country. Thank you.
Amen. 800-941-SEAN, our number. You want to be a part of the program. We'll get to your calls next half hour. Quick break, right back. Sean Hannity Show, a place where free speech and the First Amendment are still alive and well. Get your dose of independence and liberty every weekday right here with Sean.
All right, 25 now till the top of the hour. Toll free, it's 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of this program. It's amazing. Let me go back to Nancy Pelosi, her usual Monday. And people don't pay enough attention to it. This is almost as hilariously funny but pathetic as a Joe Biden presser. And anyway, so she says that the media, you should do a better job of selling the Build Back Better plan to Joe Biden. Now, ask yourself, is that the media's job? No, but Nancy Pelosi has such a good relationship with him. She obviously thinks it is.
Our latest CBS News poll shows that only about 10% of Americans describe themselves as knowing a lot of specific things that are in the reconciliation package, and that the majority don't know anything at all. So do you think you need to do a better job at messaging, and going forward, how do you sell this if ultimately you have to...
Well, I think you all could do a better job of selling it, to be very frank with you, because every time I come here, I go through the list. Family medical leave, climate, the issues that are in there. But it is true. It is hard to break through when you have such a comprehensive package. But it is a vast bill. It has a lot in it. And we'll have to continue to make sure the public does. But whether they know it or not, they overwhelmingly support it. And by the way, women much more than men.
No, nobody's really supporting it. It's losing support literally by the hour. I mean, so what she's saying at the press conference, you should be doing in the media a better job of selling it. That's what Nancy, it's very revealing because she thinks that's their job because that's what they always do anyway. Anyway, let me go to Joe Biden. Now, this is getting interesting. So there's this moment that has gone viral, where an NBC reporter is interviewing NASCAR driver Brandon Brown. So she's doing the interview. And then a crowd starts one of the typical, you know, F Joe Biden chants. Oh, they're chanting, "Let's go, Brandon." Listen.
Oh, my God. It's such an unbelievable moment.
Brandon, you also told me you can hear the chants from the crowd. Let's go, Brandon. Brandon, you told me you were going to kind of hang back those two stages and just watch and learn. What did you learn that helped you there in those closing laps?
Oh, my God. It was learning how line didn't stay to one. And everything shifted top to bottom so much.
I mean, it just cracks me up. The whole thing cracks me up. Anyway, 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. Now, over the weekend, F. Joe Biden chants and "Let's go, Brandon" chants are breaking out all over the place. You know, the Ole Miss Arkansas game. This is like Talladega the week before. This is like all the other professional and college games that's been happening. And it's breaking out now all over the country. Broke out at the Ryder Cup. Talladega, you name it, it keeps happening. New polling on Biden has got to terrify Democrats. Listen, and this is not going well. Listen. So you get the point there. Let's go to our busy phones. Let us say hi to Leanne, is in Indiana. Leanne, hi. How are you? Glad you called. Happy Tuesday.
Hi. How are you? I listen to your show every day on my way home from work on the Patriot Channel.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you so much.
I have a question. As far as this extreme bill that they're trying to pass and Mitch McConnell caving, I have written to Mitch McConnell. I have written to our governor, Mervan. I get no reply. It doesn't seem like they're listening, but obviously half the country at least is not for this. So what do we do? And And how do we, I mean, with the media the way it is, in all my life, I'm 45 years old, I have never heard of a news channel being vilified like Fox is. And people think it's normal now. So what do we do? That's my question for you. You seem really intelligent, and I'm trying. I'll tell you, if I disappear, the government's got me.
Now you're not going to disappear. Welcome to my daily world, by the way. Problem most people don't understand yet, and it's beginning to sink in as the supply chains now are impacted more every single day. For example, Yahoo Finance, they had an article, steaks may now become a champagne-like luxury. You have another article, CNBC out. I'm now reading the financial papers every day. Out of stock items plague grocery delivery services. Personal shoppers at Target's, everyone desperately trying to fix this. Try buying a new car. I got a call. My car lease isn't up for 9 months. And out of a courtesy, a month and a half ago or 2 months ago, my dealership called me and said, if you're going to want a new car, we're not trying to sell you. You got to order it now or you will not get another car. So I put a down payment on my car then. Component shortages, that's bad. Global food prices now have hit their highest level in a decade. Meat, poultry, fish, eggs, skyrocketing all across the country. Walmart, Costco limiting toilet paper sales while toy companies are warning parents their kids' Christmas gifts will not be arriving on time thanks to the backlog at ports and rail yards, et cetera. Then you've got the Fed threatening to raise interest rates on top of everything. And it gets bad. Now oil, add to that the issues with energy. Oil now above $80 a barrel. Gas prices are higher. Everything that you purchase in every store is higher. An energy crisis is also gripping the entire world. And now that poses potentially grave consequences for anybody. You have, America now being haunted by the ghost of stagflation was a piece that I read earlier today. And in that, made the 1970s economy so bad. Axios has a column. Goldman Sachs clients are worrying about stagflation. The Guardian writing about it. Zero Hedge writing about it. How Wall Street defines stagflation and why markets could be massively mispriced. My advice to everybody is you got to cut back everywhere you can. That's why I keep telling everybody, make the switch to Pure Talk. You start paying half the same day. All of this now is going to result in it will impact every single American in ways that we've never imagined before. But don't worry, the IRS will be looking at your $600 bank transactions just to keep an eye on you, because $600, I guess, will give them an insight into your entire life. It's ridiculous. And so
everything going on right now is ridiculous. And it's like you try, people like you and I who try to tell our legislators that we're not for this stuff. And they still, when the Republicans are caving, it almost feels hopeless. So I don't, what else do you do?
It should feel hopeless. I mean, in the sense that we're headed for really difficult times. Will I be able to weather these times, Leanne? Yes, I will. Earlier in my life, would I have been able to weather these times? Not really. I mean, cotton prices now, a 10-year high. You have to question, why does Vladimir Putin get a waiver to build his pipeline while simultaneously eliminating high-paying career jobs and on the Keystone XL pipeline with Nord Stream 2 pipeline? Now Kraft is even telling people, you better get used to higher food prices. They're telling us. I can see it. I go shopping every week. Yes, I do my own shopping. I know that shocks people, but I can see it in the price of everything I buy. And, now it's an extra 30, 35 bucks every time I fill up my gas tank. And I can see it in my bills to heat and cool my home. I can see it already. And everything you buy in every store is now costing more, and it's going to get worse. And,
that's ridiculous.
Yeah. And then you have a glut of jobs that people don't want to take. You have now industries collapsing. Look at what happened, with this airline over the weekend. Southwest pilots union blaming the airline for these cancellations. We've been sounding the alarm about this for years. Then we have many of our military members. They're refusing to go along with the mandate. You have many police officers. They're refusing to go along with the mandate. Many nurses are refusing to go along with the mandate. And now all of these industries that are vital to us are now impacted in ways we've never thought of. We're headed towards, you know, it's sort of like a train wreck. You see a car stuck right there in the middle of the train tracks, and it's coming down full force, and nobody's hit the brakes yet. And nobody's starting to understand fully the magnitude of these horrific policies that Biden is trying to implement. And then they wonder why Joe Biden's, you know, approval ratings are in the 30s in the tank. And then they wonder why so many Americans are upset. They have every reason to be upset. The worst part of what I'm telling you is this is just the start of what's going to be bad. We're not near the end of this. We're at the beginning of this. And the impact is going to be felt for years to come. But I wish I had better news, Leanne. I hope I'm reinforcing to you what I try to tell everybody in whatever way you can. You do have one little advantage right now in this marketplace. There's a glut of jobs available. If you're willing to work Saturdays, if you're willing to work Sundays, if you're willing to give another day or a couple of hours extra every day at another job to help offset the higher prices of everything, at least that gives you a choice, an option to mitigate the damage that is absolutely going to come our way and has already come our way. Appreciate the call. Thank you. Quick break right back to the phones. 800-941-SHAWN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. News roundup, information overload hour, top of the hour. We'll look at the media, the mob, and it's inexplicable how they're incapable of covering Joe Biden honestly on top of other issues we'll deal with. Then we'll get to your calls. 800-941-SHAWN, as I said. Back to our busy phones. Let's say hello to Brooke, who's in North Carolina. Hey, Brooke, how are you? Glad you called.
No, I'm so glad that you took my call. I've tried 1,000 times to get through to you. So this is an absolute honor.
Well, thank you.
I agree with the past caller. I feel like the Republicans should unite and not be so passive. And one more thing, like with the CRT, going on in our schools, they're saying like 2 + 2 can equal 5 because it's a social construct. So that's gonna turn our whole system upside down. Like, if I felt like I didn't need to pay my debtors, you know, I feel like I don't need to pay you because it's a social construct. I mean, and these little poor kids are not getting the right teachings. I mean, it's...
And if you dare to speak out as a mom or a dad, you're a domestic, you're going to be potentially investigated for domestic terrorism. I mean, exactly. Now that's just a way of silencing parental voices. I think if Terry McAuliffe ever lost his governorship in the Commonwealth of Virginia, and it could happen, polls are very tight there, but it's not even really a purple state anymore. It's a blue state. It could happen. It would be because of him saying parents shouldn't have a role in their kids' education. Parents play the key role in their kids' education. And if they are, for example, if they don't think something is age appropriate that is being taught their children, or they feel a political indoctrination is occurring, or they don't like CRT, or maybe they have issues with some of the draconian COVID mandates that they're putting on children, we're going to refer to them as what, domestic terrorists, and say they have no business to weigh in on the children's education. We're paying for that education through their tax system. Quick break, right back.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.